Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey. Our concelebrant is Father Jack Tierney, assisted by Deacon Jim. This Mass is being offered for Ignacia Javier.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters,
may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abraham's visitors walked on farther towards Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there were 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there? But Abraham persisted, saying, what if only 40 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, let my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there. Still, Abraham went on. Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he still persisted. Please, let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there? He replied, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. The word of the Lord.
Exalted your name over all. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. You give me life, though I walk amid affliction. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. Lord, on the day I call for hand, you save me. The Lord will accomplish this for me. O Lord, your merciful love is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Lord, on the day I call for help,
a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
My name is Father Jack Tierney, and I'm an Augustinian friar. I think as Americans, we can really get into this cycle of lectionary because these readings are about business transactions. My nephew, Nolan, is almost 4 years old, and he's right between talking and babbling. He's about 50% coherent. But you can tell by the look in his eyes, he knows exactly what he's doing. He insists on those favorite snacks, testing the boundaries of patience. And young Nolan always gets his preferred toys, especially trucks. Negotiating is a learned behavior. It becomes part of our personality, and that eventually becomes teenagers asking to use the car, newly married spouses splitting up the chores. And even when we apply for a job, we have to name the price of our labor. But today is about the big leagues. Today is about bargaining with God. And I've done it myself. Lord, please help me get a 92 on this test. God, help me to secure enough money to make it through the end of the month. Jesus, I need you to be my friend. And I promise, God, I promise, if you help me, I will do something in return. From addictions to illness to near-death experiences, humans see this ultimate, the source of all life, the giver of all good things. It's this bargaining that forms our sacred dialogue with the Almighty. And that negotiation with God can ignite a faithful relationship that's defined by love, not just the transaction. And this exchange is really how God manifests his presence in our lives. And the fruit of this prayer is always good. This teaching from Luke becomes the anchor of our spiritual life because it defines this ideal relationship with the Lord. It tells us how we're supposed to ask for help. But like most things from Jesus, it also gives us a challenge. The question is, on whose behalf are we exerting our energy? Of course, we can and should pray for ourselves. We know how to do that already. But for the Son of God, the glory and the praise belongs to the Father, who art in heaven. And Abraham intercedes relentlessly for these few righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. We are designed to magnify and glorify our God and to intercede for those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are unemployed. This prayer is best deployed when it's directed to those who truly need it, rather than our narrow personal welfare. I tell you, anyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks will find, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. The providence of God protected Abraham. His faithfulness was rewarded in many ways unseen and unimaginable. We too are comforted in this Jubilee year of hope, that we seek and ask and knock, realizing that what we really want is the coming of our Savior. And His grace has already been at work in us before we even ask. Jesus gives us this prayer and a promise to be with us always. And so we offer this Eucharist in thanksgiving, asking the Lord to sustain our journey and to strengthen us in our faith. Thank you for inviting me to appeal for the support of the Augustinian missions in Peru. The Augustinians have served in Peru for almost 500 years. It is a country with a magnificent history, very kind people, and very much poverty. Our province is committed to building up the church in Peru. Currently, we support parishes, a university, a local hospital, and we're expanding secondary schools, including the Colegio de San Agustin. We serve the whole country, from Iquitos, which is in the Amazon jungle, through the mountain region of Apurimac, all the way to the coast in Chiclayo. Father Bob Prevost visited all of these missionaries, all of these places as a missionary, and he served as bishop in the Diocese of Chiclayo before he was named a cardinal and moved to Rome. And so I know that Pope Leo has been formed with a missionary heart. He has a special love for the poor. Today, all of the Augustinians in Peru are native-born, and we continue to support their seminary expenses and their religious formation. In many cases, Catholic agencies in Peru are the social provider of last resort. We provide for education, sanitation, job training, and health clinics. And it is the ministry of the church to give and to serve without counting the cost. In Pacaypampa, which is in eastern Peru up in the mountains, our missionaries serve at Our Lady of the Ascension Parish. And each zone is actually a huge area of land. And these remote villages way out in the mountains, they only have a priest visit maybe two or three times a year. And so when the missionary comes, they do everything in one big batch. All the baptisms, the weddings, the first communions, it's one big weekend of a party. And these missionaries don't go there looking for a reward. In fact, all that they can get from the people is maybe a little bit of food. But they bring the Holy Spirit. Our friars serve the spiritual needs of the faithful. They preach the gospel. They perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And this tremendous ministry is only possible because of partnership and generosity that sustains the church. The Augustinians are a mendicant order. That means we have to beg for support. And this week, Jesus backs me up. He says, ask and knock and seek. Because all of this is the work of God. We are invited to be generous because we are the body of Christ and the Holy Spirit pours forth from us. The hands working in Peru, they are making the sacrifice. And I'm asking you to help us be the heart. St. Augustine says, God does not inspect your means, but your will. Consider not what your money box is empty of, but what your heart is full of. So thank you for your generosity and any donations that you can supply to our missionary church in Peru. Let us bow our heads and let us pray. Lord, we seek and we long for your presence. We ask for clarity and peace as we wait for your response. Lord, you also call us to pick up our cross and to follow you. Give us strength and generosity to be open to your call. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now let us profess our faith as we say, I believe in one God.
Amen.
We know that God is merciful and faithful, and so we bring our needs to him today with confidence.
For the Universal Church, may the Lord help us grow in faith and steadfastness. Let us pray to the Lord. For civic leaders, may the Holy Spirit grant them wisdom in their decision making. Let us pray to the Lord. For those struggling with their prayer lives, may they be encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here, may God guide us in our efforts to do his will each day. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, may they come to know the healing presence of the Lord in their lives, especially for Joseph Adams, Elizabeth Tishvan, Ed and Luann Heitzman, Brad Gugian, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have passed away in the light of Christ, may the Lord bring them to everlasting life, especially Joseph M. Donnelly, Carla Barnes, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Faithful and merciful God, hear our prayers and grant us what we need. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May your sacrifice and praise for the praise of
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, the glory, and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Stone that God has laid.
chosen stone and precious in his eyes. You are God's dwelling place, on me you rest. Like living stones, a temple for God's praise.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And let us go forth singing number 903, Baptized in Water, number 903.
Baptized in water. Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.